I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for much of South Alabama as storms move across the state. The watch covers the Mobile area and the south central portion of Alabama until tonight at 7. The watch includes the western Florida panhandle as well. The Weather Service says severe weather will be possible from the Alabama-Tennessee line all the way to the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say winds of up to 70 miles per hour and golf ball-sized hail will be possible with some of the storms. The chances for strong storms are low in the Tennessee Valley region, but the weather is supposed to be worse to the south. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is saying employees at the Watts Bar Nuclear Power Plant do not feel free to raise safety concerns out of fear of retaliation. APR Stan Ingold has more.
The NRC has written a letter that gives the Tennessee Valley Authority 30 days to come up with a plan to address work environment concerns at the Watts Bar plant. The NRC letter stressed that it found no serious safety issues at the plant near Spring City, Tennessee. However, it said that communication is being impeded because workers fear they will be punished for reporting safety issues. A TVA official says the agency takes the allegations very seriously and needs employees to report any possible safety issues. TVA spokesman Jim Hobson says the agency is working very aggressively to fix the problem. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs granted veterans a one-year extension for health care applications. The National Enrollment Improvement piloted an analysis that found more than 500,000 veterans had either incomplete or pending health care applications. Matthew Itudis is the director for VHA Member Services. He explains what the importance of the health care extension is.
Secretary McDonald has authorized an additional 365 days on their original 365 days in a good faith effort that represents the responsibility and the obligation of the agency to make sure that the veteran has an opportunity to provide any documentation that we don't have access to.
Veterans will be receiving a letter that will notify them they are given the extended period to complete their health care application. Thunderstorms roll out of the area late in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the mid-40s. An 80% chance of thunderstorms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 50s. And thunderstorms end towards midnight in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-40s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.